Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Rob, we're here arguing about running backs. That's our favorite thing to argue about. And it started with, I have to admit that I was wrong about Darren Peterson. I thought Darren Peterson was pulling a no-call, no-show at work. And I thought he was just choosing to sit out the games that didn't matter to play in the games that did matter. But he's sitting out today. And the point was, if I can admit that I was wrong, I want Rob to admit that he has been wrong about the Chiefs' run game. You guys have heard Rob. And Rob makes it seem like running the football and not having identity when it comes to running the ball, he makes it seem like it doesn't matter. And when I look at every team that we think can win the Super Bowl, they have an identity when it comes to running the ball. I'm not saying that you got to be the best team in the league at it, but there has to be a threat. There has to be a measure of physicality. You have to have an identity when it comes to running the ball. And the Chiefs don't have that. And I don't think their offense can be well-rounded and as complete as it needs to be if that's not where they are. So, Rob, before we took a break, you were talking about scheme, and I completely understand that. But this would be the comparison. And to use cross-sport analogies, Darren Peterson, we think he can be the best player in the sport is because he can take guys off the dribble and create his own shot. Like, I know they draw up plays for him and screens, but in basketball, we all know at some point you got to have the ability to go get your own shot. At some point in baseball, they're going to throw you a really good pitch. And you're going to have to do something with that really good pitch and put it in play and get a hit. And that is what separates the good hitters from the great hitters. As a running back, you got to have the ability sometimes to make something out of nothing. That sometimes you're not going to have the best offensive line. The scheme is not going to be perfect, but you have a way to get through the hole, be shifty, make a guy miss, run over somebody, jump over somebody. You got to have the ability to do something special. And I look at their run game right now, and they just don't really have the ability to do that. So I'm looking at their run game, and I understand why people make the point about yards per carry, yards per attempt. And yes, that absolutely matters. But where I think it's a little bit different from Kansas City is just how they run the football. Let's say that the Chiefs on first down, they run it and they get 4 yards. That's a good carry, right? It's second and six. We all know the Chiefs are not running it on second down. And I would also say you are never afraid of the Chiefs having a big play. You're never worried about one of the times where they give it to Isaiah Pacheco when he gets 35 yards on a carry. Or you're not worried about Kareem Hunt getting you a big 50-yard play where you ever need to be afraid of their run game. And I think as teams have just gotten more and more bullish on what's happening, I think teams have just gathered more and more information and more data on how to defend this team. We just saw the Broncos, who have one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the league, without their best defensive player, who's the reigning defensive player of the year, and without their middle linebacker, man, they held the Chiefs to 19 points. Like, they outplayed Kansas City's offense on the two biggest drives of the game when it is top five offense on paper against top five defense on paper. Man, the Broncos got them off the field in six plays. They didn't get a first down. This is not supposed to be an offense that you feel like you can very easily stop. Why is that the case? I think a large portion of it is the Chiefs don't have balance and they just don't have an identity when they want to run the football.
So to our talent versus scheme point, and I love your Bill Self, Darren Peterson, you can drop the best play. Eventually, he's got to go get it analogy. I think that's good because I think sometimes we have these conversations. People come off like, I want to be Texas Tech with Patrick Mahomes and throw 78 times a game. I do agree with you. There needs to be balance. That balance needs to be 60-40. But from my point about scheme and why I don't think it's a talent issue and running back, I think great coaches scheme up plays, scheme up ideas, scheme up, you know, game plans that get the most out of their talent. Because I will cherry pick maybe the greatest basketball player of all time. Michael Jordan was great with Doug Collins. You look at the numbers, you look at what was happening. Michael Jordan was an elite basketball player with Doug Collins. They were coming up short. And then I watched a 10-part documentary where they said what unlocked Michael Jordan to hit a new level, to take a step above, was Phil Jackson introduced the triangle. And now he has put Michael Jordan and the other players in a better position to succeed, and suddenly they were racking up championships. And despite the fact they had the greatest player of all time, they were doing it with help from people that we will never remember the name of other than NBA fans. John Paxson was making game-winning shots because the scheme was putting other players in position. Where my frustration with this Chiefs run game is, I don't think Andy Reid's run game scheme, or maybe it's Matt Nagy's, maybe it's Andy Heck, I don't know who it is, but whoever it is, they're not putting their running backs in a position to succeed, because what we have seen over a 10-game sample size with Kareem Hunt and a little bit of Pacheco post-injury, is injury he got last season, to clarify that, is that they are better running the ball from under center, and Andy Reid just isn't doing it. His scheme is not putting his players in a position to succeed. So unless the Chiefs were to trade for the best shotgun runner in the NFL, who I don't know who that is off the top of my head, because who just knows that, I think the scheme is letting the Chiefs down more than the talent. And for you, before the break said, they would be better off with Breece Hall versus Xavier Worthy. I don't know if Breece Hall is some magic cure-all, because I don't know that Andy Reid's scheme right now is designed to get the most out of that player, because his scheme right now seems designed to, this is what we do, get in line. That's not how coaching should work to me.
Rob, let me ask you this. It's not even like a gotcha. I'm just genuinely curious. What do you think's more likely on Sunday? Jonathan Taylor runs for 200 yards or Kareem Hunt runs for 70 yards?
Taylor for 200.
It's not good. It's not good at all.
I would agree it's not good. We agree on that point. I just think the reason that Hunt can't get to 70 is different than the reason you don't think Hunt can get to 70.
Yeah. I also think, I mean, Jonathan Taylor runs for 200 yards. We need to start doing. We need to have Mel Kiper on the show is what we need to do.
Who needs Mitch Holtis when you can have Matt Miller after that?
And this is what I maybe push back on. Someone on the text line says, in a 30-year sample size, Andy has never wanted to run the ball. I don't agree with that. We can think of a handful of running backs that have played their best football under Andy Reid. I don't think that that has just completely gone out the window. I don't think that Andy now doesn't have the ability to create a Deuce Staley or Brian Westbrook or LeSean McCoy or the year that he had with Jamal Charles or Kareem Hunt. So I don't want to make it seem like these things have never happened.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.